I'd like to welcome in our friends from UR Medicine Finger Lakes Health joining us for their first visit of the new year. Kim Alakwa is here. Kim, good morning. Glad to have you back. How was the new year?
Morning, Paul. It was really nice. How was yours?
Excellent. I stayed home, ate snacks, and watched football.
Sounds like a perfect time.
Yeah, made it to midnight.
Oh, good for you.
Made it to midnight for the toast at midnight. So
I did not make it to midnight this year.
you wanted to remind people that even though we flipped the calendar year into 2026, which means we're kind of sort of halfway into winter, I guess, that flu shots are still A, important, and B, available.
Yes, we are strongly encouraging people to go get your flu vaccine if you have not. We offer them at our three urgent care locations, Geneva, Penyan, and Seneca Falls, also at our primary care practices. We know that's something that we're seeing a lot of flu right now, and especially now people returning to work and school after all the holiday get-togethers, that we're probably going to see another increase. So please go out, get your flu vaccine, practice hand hygiene. Can't stress that enough. Wash your hands. That is one of the things that you can do to really help alleviate the flu this year. So we really encourage everyone, flu shots, hand washing.
Simple, easy, effective.
Yes.
There you go. We want to talk about the CNA program that Finger Lakes Health UR Medicine offers in the area. And joining us to talk about that this morning is Chelsea Led. Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you on board here this morning. How was your new year?
It was great. Spent it with friends and family.
There you go. Now, you're an RN now.
I am.
Yeah. And you actually started your journey to that coming through the CNA program.
Yep, right at Finger Lakes Health in 2014.
So tell me about the experiences that you got with the program. What made you, number one, choose this particular program with Finger Lakes Health?
So when I was a CNA, I absolutely loved it. Caring for others, obviously, is why I became an RN.
Mm-hmm.
Helping individuals with daily activity living is just great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to be a part of.
Right. There are various CNA courses that are available. What attracted you to the Finger Lakes Health course in particular? Was it the opportunity to go right to work, or?
It was not only the opportunity to go right to work, but it was also the opportunity to come in, get a 40-hour work week, but also be paid to come and sit during your class.
That's one advantage of the program that maybe other programs don't have.
Yes.
Is that when you sign on and when you start your classes, mm-hmm. you actually become a Finger Lakes Health employee.
Yes. Right out of the CNA program, you jump right into the floor that you're going to be on, and you start work, and you get trained to be a CNA.
And the CNA program, it balances not only classroom, but also a clinical aspect where you're actually in real-life working situations in some of the skilled nursing facilities.
Yes. So we do 3 weeks in class. So you have classroom time and lab time, learning how to do skills of everyday life. And then we have a week of clinical where we are hands-on with the residents, and we help care for them, and we spend time with them and get to know them.
I have to think that kind of experience is invaluable.
It is.
It really helps to kind of put everything together, marrying what you're learning in class with what you're doing, and being able to have the practical application of that completes the puzzle. You went ahead and moved up the ladder after getting your certification, which is another thing that you can do as part of this program, is you can move up the ladder. You can move up to LPN, or in your case, you went straight for the RN program and became an RN.
Yep, right at Finger Lakes Health.
Tell me about that experience of moving up. And did the skills that you learned as part of the CNA program, were they helpful as you progressed through your RN education and then eventually your certification as an RN?
They did, yes. Because you learn how to properly care for somebody and be hands-on and learn about their life. It's not just about giving somebody medications, or, you know, it's learning them.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's an interesting perspective, and one that I haven't always heard from people that go through CNA programs is that you do develop that relationship with the patient.
You absolutely do. You absolutely do. They don't just become your residents or your patients. They become your family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing that I tell everybody. They are your family.
So you would recommend this program, obviously, to anyone.
Absolutely. I'm also one of the instructors there, so I love it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about that transition. How did you become an instructor?
I thought I loved being an aide. I was an aide for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I want to help others experience what being an aide is like, to learn that it's a great feeling to help care for somebody.
What kind of experiences did you bring to the learning aspect or the teaching aspect of things that you experienced when you were in the learning phase?
I would say that being an aide and teaching others,
mm-hmm,
is overall teaching them how to be great with others.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of putting it, because we're talking about people usually, advanced in age,
mm-hmm,
who perhaps, some of their abilities to lead an ordinary everyday life, mm-hmm, have been compromised due to, disease, aging, health issues, things of that nature. And to be able to, assist these people in taking care of these functions, whether it's, medications or, care for bodily functions, things of that nature, being able to help these people achieve a degree of normalcy and a degree of stability,
mm-hmm,
I think it is probably one of the core elements of being a CNA.
I'd like to add too, so the CNAs, they're really the backbone of our long-term care facilities. The CNAs spend a lot of time with our residents at our 4 long-term care facilities, helping them get dressed, helping them with the bathing, helping with activities, listening, holding their hands. They're really, the work that the CNAs do is, it's incredible, and they really are the backbone. So we're very fortunate to have the CNA training program that Chelsea leads so that we can train more CNAs to come into Finger Lakes Health and help care for our residents.
I'm glad you mentioned that, Kim, especially, and Chelsea, I think you would proudly agree with this too, is in developing that relationship. Yeah, it's about a lot of the medically related functions, but also, it is about listening and developing that one-to-one.
Mm-hmm. I agree 100%. You build a relationship that you're not just going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to help spend time and care for others. It's great.
Kim, if people are interested in the CNA program at Finger Lakes Health, where can they find out more about it?
They can look on our website at flhealth.org on our careers page, and there's the online application where you can sign up for both our in-person training, and then we also have a hybrid section where you can do part of it online and part in-person, or you can also call 315-787-4039 and to answer any questions you have about our CNA training program.
Now, is there a specific window for the program, or are classes offered year-round?
There are 7 classes in a year that are offered. So our first class does start January 13th, but there's obviously you can get on and apply, and we'll fit you into the next class or the class after that.
Okay.
And I think I'd like to also mention that I think it starts $20 an hour is our starting rate for the CNA program, and we also do sign-on bonuses too. And you're guaranteed a job when you graduate, pass your test, and come work for us at Finger Lakes Health in our long-term care facilities.
Beautiful. All right. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in this morning and sharing a little bit about the CNA program. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.